Good morning and welcome again to Shepherd in the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on the 14th Sunday after Pentecost, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Our Great Savior. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The epistle lesson appointed for the 14th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 13, with special attention to verses 8 through 10 as follows. Owe no one anything except to love each other, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in these words, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. This is the word of God. We now sing the hymn of the day, I Love to Tell the Story.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to love our neighbor as ourselves, to be more like the Good Samaritan, the father for his prodigal son, and especially to be more like Jesus himself in his love, mercy, kindness, forgiveness, and compassion. The words of St. Paul, love your neighbor as yourself. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the epistle lesson appointed for this Sunday, St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 13, verses 1 through 10, with special attention to the following verse. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. As a matter of fact, in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 22, verse 36, an expert in the law asked Jesus the question, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" And Jesus told him, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second one is like it, love your neighbor as yourself." And yet if I were to ask you this morning, do we love our neighbor as ourselves? Do we love our spouse, our children and grandchildren, our friends and neighbors, our members here at church, at Shepherd in the Pines? What about those who are not very kind or friendly to us, but on our enemy list? Those who hate us or even persecute us? And the answer is no, not always. If we're honest with ourselves again this morning, we must confess that it is not easy to love our neighbor as ourselves. This is especially true when we have been hurt or wronged by others, when we have been accused or criticized for something we haven't done, when we have been betrayed or slandered after we have put all of our trust in them. Does any of this sound familiar to you? I'm sure it does. Unfortunately, this has happened to all of us. And when it happens to us, we then have a real difficult time in loving them and forgiving them as God the Father has loved us and forgiven us through His Son, Jesus Christ. This is especially true and significant today as we continue to witness hate instead of love, with the never-ending riots, looting, and violence in the streets of our nation, especially in Portland, Oregon, and just recently in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and again in Washington, D.C. It is their agenda not to love, but to hate, to injure and to kill their neighbor and destroy their property and business. That is also true of us, perhaps not in the same destructive and hateful way. And yet we are no different, are we? No, we're not. What do we do when we are accused, criticized, betrayed, or slandered? Our first reaction is not to love our neighbor as God has loved us either. No, our first reaction, even as Christians, is to be tempted to fight back as hard as we possibly can, to take revenge, to get even with them, to strike back and to retaliate, to do what they used to do in the Old Testament, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a hand for a hand, a foot for a foot. It was called the law of retaliation. But not so in the New Testament, after Jesus came and began to teach them about love, mercy, kindness, compassion, and forgiveness. As a matter of fact, we read the words of Jesus himself in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 5, verses 38 through 42. You have heard that it was said, eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if someone wants to sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. Yes, do not resist an evil person. If necessary, turn the other cheek also. Go the extra mile. Do not turn them away. In the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 6, verse 35, Jesus says, love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting anything back. Because that's precisely what St. Paul emphasizes in our text for today. Owe no one anything except to love each other, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. Not only that, love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. That's precisely what the Good Samaritan did when he helped a man who was his enemy and had been robbed and almost beaten to death. Even though this man was a Jew and considered to be his enemy, the Samaritan still loved him, took care of him, and didn't expect to get anything back from him. That was also true of the prodigal son, who demanded his part of the inheritance from his father and left home. When his money ran out, so did his friends who abandoned him. Suddenly he didn't have a place to sleep or even enough food to eat. So when he finally came to his senses and went back home again, he asked his father for his forgiveness. Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. And his father forgave him. He ran to him, embraced him, and kissed him. He didn't send him away empty-handed or expect to get anything back from his son either. Instead, he had a great celebration for him as he forgave him, loved him, and took care of him. He said, for this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. That is precisely what God the Father has also done for us when he sent his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer and die on the cross in our place. Even though we don't deserve or merit God's love for us, he loved us anyway, and he doesn't expect to get anything back from us either, except to love one another as he has loved us, to be more like Jesus himself. When Jesus was betrayed, attacked, criticized, slandered, and accused for something he didn't do, he never retaliated. He never fought back or took revenge. No, he didn't. On the contrary, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." That is what we are encouraged to do today. As St. Paul writes in our text for today, "Owe no one anything except to love each other, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law." Now, what about us again? Yes, what about you and me? Do we love our neighbor as ourselves? Do we love our spouse, our children and grandchildren, our friends and neighbors, our members here at church at Shepherd in the Pines? What about those who are not very kind or friendly to us, but on our enemy list? Those who hate us or even persecute us? I hope so. I hope and pray that we will accept the challenge to love our neighbors as ourselves, just as God the Father has loved us through his only Son, Jesus Christ, to be more like the Good Samaritan, more like the Father for his prodigal son, finally, more like Jesus himself in his love, mercy, kindness, forgiveness, and compassion. The words of St. Paul in his letter to the Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 31 and 32. "Let all bitterness and wrath and clamor and slander be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other as God in Christ forgave you." May God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit as we become more like Jesus, not only in his humility, but especially in his love, mercy, compassion, and forgiveness. May our prayer today be the words we're going to sing in the next hymn. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, to love our neighbor as ourselves, to be more like the Good Samaritan, more like the Father for his prodigal son, and especially to be more like Jesus himself in his love, mercy, kindness, compassion, and forgiveness. Amen. We now sing the hymn, "They Will Know We Are Christians by Our Love."
Jesus, his only Son, and all praise.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, today you challenge and encourage us again to love our neighbors as ourselves. You even commanded us to love our enemies and to pray for those who persecute us. Father, this is especially true and significant today as we continue to witness hate instead of love, with the never-ending riots, looting, and violence in the streets of our nation. Instead of the hate, to witness and have more of the love of the Good Samaritan, the love of the Father for his prodigal son, and finally, the unconditional love of Jesus himself, not only for us, but for everyone suffering through this coronavirus pandemic, with his love, mercy, kindness, compassion, and forgiveness. Father, we pray that you will also continue to keep us and everyone else safe and healthy from the threat of this virus, to help again those who are unemployed, those unable to meet all of their financial obligations, and those who continue to grieve and mourn the loss of their loved ones. Father, we pray that you will continue to bless and protect all the doctors and nurses as they take care of those who are ill right now with the virus, and especially to bless and protect all police officers and other law enforcement as they are trying desperately to bring law and order to the streets of our nation, especially in Portland, Oregon, and just recently in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and again in Washington, D.C. And Father, we pray that you will finally bring an end to this devastating virus pandemic and provide us with a cure and a vaccine so that we can live again a normal life without fear and anxiety. Finally, but not least, Father, we pray for all those who have suffered damage to their homes and businesses by the recent destruction left behind by Hurricane Laura. Father, bless them and comfort them with your love and peace that passes all human understanding as they cope with it and begin rebuilding what they have lost. We also pray for those who have been injured, and especially for the families who have lost a loved one by death during the strong rain and winds. We ask all these petitions and intercessions through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this 14th Sunday after Pentecost, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, Pass It On. It only takes a spark to get the fire going, and soon all those around can warm up in its glowing. That's how it is with God's love. Once you have experienced it, you spread his love to everyone. You want to pass it on. Amen.
stand.